I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Syrians are asking how long the Israeli military intends to stay in their portion of the Golan Heights.
Syrians living in the windswept buffer zone on the border with Israel tell the Associated Press they have been left to fend for themselves since Israeli troops rolled in after the collapse of the Assad regime. In Qunitra, Israeli tanks maneuver behind a mound of dirt blocking the road to the house where Renata Fastas lives. She's frustrated by a lack of action or communication by the fledgling government or the international community. Troops have reportedly opened fire on Syrian protesters on at least two occasions. In Suisa, east of the Golan Heights, Abdul Subai al-Ali sat with his 21-year-old son, recovering after being shot in the stomach in a protest on Christmas Day. He says the country is not ready to start a war, but they demand a solution to this issue. Syria's new de facto leader, Ahmad el-Sharaa, has publicly said Syria is not seeking a military conflict with Israel. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.